And it's vital to see what was happening before God sent the flood. Why did he do it? The only time in history God has ever done such a thing, and the only time in history he ever will do such a thing. What was it so terrible about that society that caused God to do it? The answer is that evil had taken a perverted form that had stepped beyond all previous bounds and right beyond the limits that God had set to human behavior. And there is something so evil, so appalling, happening in the first few verses of this chapter that it makes you shudder. Verses 1 to 4 describe the expression of the evil that had invaded society by this time. We started in Genesis 3 with sin in an individual, then in a marriage, then in a family, then as in a society, and now we see sin on a world scale. Now, what form was it taking? How was it being expressed? The answer is that certain marriages were taking place of a particularly horrible kind. And we must ask, what was so horrible about them? We're told, first of all, that they were marriages based on physical attraction alone. That in itself is an inadequate marriage in God's sight. And to marry on the grounds of physical attraction alone is not what God intended. But that is not what is horrible about these marriages. The horrible thing is that the sons of God were entering into unions with the daughters of men. That's what is horrible. Now, what is horrible about that? What does it mean? You'll find that many people have given different interpretations to this. First of all, there are those who say that the people of God were marrying people who didn't belong to God, or to put it in Genesis terms, that the sons of Seth, God's line, were marrying the daughters of Cain, the evil line. Now, while there is a truth here, I don't think this expresses the horror of the situation. I know perfectly well that God's people must marry within God's people. You must not destroy the boundary of God's people in your marriage. A believer must marry a believer. That is laid down in the New Testament. It is our Lord's word. And I lay it down very strongly, but I add with full sympathy that our prayers are needed for young Christian girls, because there is a shortage of young Christian men. And they need our prayers for that very reason. It takes grace and courage for a girl today to say, "I'm sorry, I cannot marry you because I could not marry you in Christ." But that is not what made God feel as he did here. There was an intriguing suggestion made on Thursday evening in our workshop, which I've since found in another book. And that was this a marriage between men made in the image of God and anthropoid species, animals in other words? And certain it is that the Bible condemns as obscene and vile unions between men and animals in which men have engaged from time to time. But that is not quite horrible enough yet. I'm going to suggest and ask you to check up in the rest of the Bible whether this doesn't make sense, that the phrase sons of God refers to angels. Everywhere else in the Bible, that phrase, when it's not defined, refers to angels. Read the early chapters of the book of Job, for example. Now, if that's what it means, we have a most extraordinary departure from God's ordered world, in which animals were at this level and were to mate among themselves. Men were at this level and were to marry among themselves. Angels were in the heavenly realm and were not to marry at all, for the angels in heaven neither marry nor are given in marriage. But we are told in the New Testament that angels stepped out of their proper order, that's the literal word, and fell. And I take it that that refers to Genesis 6, in which we have the most extraordinary occurrence of union between spirits and men. Now, some years ago, I wouldn't have credited that as possible until I came across a case with which I had enough connection to know the situation, of a woman who was regularly having such relationships with a demonic possession. And the horror of it struck my soul. Here were angels who left their proper station and entered into union with men, or rather with women, with the daughters of men. Nothing could be more, in a sense, horrible than this confusion between the order of God. And you can begin to see now how utterly horrible the result would be in God's sight. Here were women who were now physically possessed by evil spirits, the fallen ones. And the Hebrew for fallen ones is Nephilim. Nephilim, wrongly translated in the Authorized Version, giants. Nephilim, fallen ones. They were in the earth in those days, and they were entering into union with women.